On the bottom of Daf Nun Gimel Amud Aleph, Tanya, just four lines up from the end of the Amud. Tanya, we learned in a Braisa Tosefta Rabbi Shmuel Omer Zeh v'zeh, both in the cases of Shiori Dam Chatos HaPnimios and in the case of Shiori Dam Chatos HaChitzonios. Nishpochim, the Shficha Shiraim has to be Al Yisod HaMaravi. That's according to Rabbi Yishmael. Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai Omer, Zeh v'zeh, both Dam Chatos Pnimius as well as Shiori Dam Chatos Chitzonius is Nishpochim Al Yisod HaDromi, not Yisod Maravi, but Yisod HaDromi. So Gemara asks the following Kasha, Bishleim Elomad Yom Yisod Maravi. This braisa could be understood according to Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai, who holds that Shiori Dam of all chatos manishpachim al yisod maravi. That's according to Rabbi Shmuel. Is then we can understand kosavar this tana. Rabbi Shmuel holds yilmad sasu min amafurosh. The case of Sosum, which is not explicit in the Torah, it's not spelled out, is Chatos Chitzona. And that's going to be derived from the case that's spelled out, namely Chatos Pnimios. That in the case of Chatos Pnimios, Shiori Doma, Nishpachim Al Yisod Maravi. Ella, according to Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, Leman Diomar Yisod Dromi. That Shiori Dam of all Chatos have to have a Shvicha on Yisod Dromi, my timer. What's the compelling logic for that? Hari b'Chatos Pnimios. In the case of Chatos Pnimios, it says, El Yisod Mizbach Ola, Asher Pesach Ol Moed. In Pashtus, that would certainly mean Yisod Maravi, which is right near the Pesach HaHechol. So Gemara answers, Omravasi, Kosovar HaTaina, Tana, this Tana, Reb Shimon Bar Yochai, who requires in the cases of all Chatos that the Shvicha should be on Yisod, Dromi, Kuloi, Mizbach, Kulo, Mizbach, Bitzofon Koi, Kulo, Mizbeach, Bitzofon Koi, which means that the entire Mizbech was in the Tzofon, and therefore when the Kohen left the Heichal, he immediately encountered the southern side, the Tzad Dromi, the Yisod Dromi. In other words, Kol HaMizbech Omad B'chelek HaTzvoni Shel Ho'azora, Mitzvon lePesach HaHeichal. And if that be the case, if the entire Mizbech was in the northern side of the Azora, from the northern Pesach HaHeichal, Ein lifnei Pesach Ela HaOma Shel HaYisod. Now, if you take a look here in the footnote, he says the following, that the Mishnah in Masechta Midos tells us that the width of the Azara from north to south was 135 amos. And in the middle of the western wall was the Pesach Ulam, which was 40 amma tall and 20 amma wide. Furthermore, the Mishnah in Midos says that Kinegdo, opposite it, in the Mairov, in the western side of the Ulam, was the Pesach HaHeichal, which was 20 Amma high and 10 Amma wide. The Mishnah in Midos tells us that the width of the Azara was divided in the following way. The Rochav, the width of the Kevesh and the Mizbeach, was 62 amos. The Gemara is going to clarify that here on Daf Nun Gimel Amid Beis. From the Mizbeach to the Tabos that would hold on to the animal at the time of Shechita was 8 amos. Then you have a place that's 24 amos of Tabos for the Tabos of Shechita. Okay, that's Esrim V'Arba Tabos was Esrim V'Arba Amos. Each of the Tabos took up an Amo. And from the Tabos to the Shulchanos, on which they do the Hadocha, rinsing out the Kirbei HaBehema, the insides of the Behema before the Haktorah, was 4 Amos. And the place in which the Shulchanos themselves were located was also 4 Amos. From the Shulchanos until something called the Nanosim, Aleim, Toluis HaBehemos, before the Shechita was Arba Amos. From the Nanosim until the Kosel Azor on the northern side was 8 Amos. And the Mosar, what we're left with, is 21 Amos, was divided half between the Kevesh and the Kosel Adromi, and half was the Mokom Nanosim. So according to the Mishnah, most of the Mizbeach was in the southern side of the Azor, with the exception of the 5 Amos, which were on the northern side of the Azor, because half of the Nosa, which is 10 and a half Amos, and the Kevesh, which is 30 Amos, and most of the Mizbeach, which is 24 Amos, calculate together of the minion of half the Rochav Azor, that the Rochav was 135 amos. Half of that is 67 and a half amos. Now, we have three shitos. We have the shita of Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, that the Mizbeach was on the southern side of the Azora, and the Gemara in Yoma on Daf Yud Zayin explains the Mishnah in Midos reflects the shita of Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov. And the division of the Amos to the Mosa, that 21 Amos that were left over, was not exactly chetzi, half and half, but rather from the Mizbeach to the Kosel Adromi was 5 and a half Amos, and the rest of the difference, the Mosar, was at the Mokom HaNanosim. We have then, number two, the Shita of Rabbi Yossi Aglil, that the entire Mizbeach was in the Tzafon of the Azora. And that's what the Gemara here explains, that Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai accepts the Shita of Rabbi Yossi Aglili, and that's why the Shirayim of all Adamim, all the Chatos, was on the Yesod Dromi. And that's the Shita of Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai. And then finally, we have the Shita Rabbi Yehuda, that the Mizbeach was midway, in the middle of the Azora, Keneged, corresponding to the Pesach. It was 11 Amos in the north, the north of the Pesach HaHechal, and 11 Amos to the south. Now, the Shitos, these last two Shitos, Rabbi Yossi Aglil and Rabbi Yehuda, we don't have a set interpretation of the Seder, the exact Chalukas Amos in the Shulchanos, the Tabos, and the Anos, which is otherwise known as the base Hamit Bachayim. And the Gemara says the following, that according to Rav Shimon bar Yochai, reflecting the Shita of Yossi, is Kulei Mizbeach B'Tzafon, Koi, that the Mizbeach was in the Tzfon HaZara, and as a result, we said there's no space between the Pesach and the Yesod except for one Amah, the Amah of the Yesod. It means that the Yesod HaDromi was that part of the Mizbeach that was immediately contiguous to the Mokom Yitzias HaKohen Mehechol, when the Kohen came out of the Hechol, and therefore all the Chatos, when Ishpachos on the Yesod Dromi, according to this Shita of Rav Shimon bar Yochai, because it's that Yesod which is Samuch to the end of the Nesinas Matonos. That's the first lishon in the Gemara. Now, you may have a diagram. I don't know, here in the Sifta we have a diagram. They call it number Gimel here on the bottom right. And you'll see that the Hechal is the 20 Amos, the Pesach Hechal is the 10 Amos, and you have the Ulam on both sides after you leave the Hechal through its Pesach, and you have Tzafon on your right and Durham on your left, with the Mizbeach located in the Tzafon. And that's what we said is the Shita of Rabbi Shmuel, that the Mizbeach was Kuloi B'Tzafon Koi. So the Kevesh was in the Dorom, you went up the Kevesh towards the Tzafon, moving from left to right in this diagram, and below the Mizbeach, on the Tzad Mizrach, you have on the Tzafon side Chatzi Azora, and on the Dorom side Chatzi Azora. And the Mizbeach, as we said, was completely in the Azara. Rashi adds here that the five Amos from the Mizbeach, Mul HaPesach, in other words, Chatzi HaPesach, which was a width of 10 Amos, begins in the northern part of the Azara. The Shita Mekubetzes has a different Shita. Now let's just see if he has an addition here. He says, Kulo Pesach Bedorom Koi. That's going to be the Lishna Achrina. And he says here that it would seem from Rashi that he didn't have this Lishna Achrina in his text of the Gemara. That we don't have any Tana that maintains like this Lishna Achrina, that Kulo Pesach B'Tzafon Koi. Which means that according to that Girsa, the Lishna Achrina, Reb Shimon Bar Yochai is of the opinion that the whole entrance into the Heichal stood in the Dorom. In the Dharam of the Azara, which means that the Yesod actually faced the Pesach. Again, as you see here, we're going to have to shift things over here in the Lishna Achrina. That he has here in a diagram. So if you take a look here, he says the following. What does it mean that Kol Pesach HaHechel Omei B'Dromo Shel Mizbeach? If the Mizbeach is in the Tzafon, then the Yisod Dromi is close to the Pesach, and therefore the Shirayim were poured on the of the Chatos HaPnimios on the Yisod Dromi. And he has in the picture, in this diagram, that again, the Heichal is 20, the Pesach HaHechel is 10, nothing changed over there, but instead of Keneged HaPesach allowing for one Amma between the Pesach HaHechel going down towards the Mizrach and the Tzafon was one Amma, now he has in the Lishna Achrina five Amos, which is Mul Pesach HaHechal, and in that sense you shift over the Pesach HaHechal towards the Dorom instead of towards the Tzafon. Now we turn to Daf Nun Gimel Amud Beis. Tana Debei Rabbi Shmuel. And some have the girsa berebi. That's the girsa of the Ksavyan and the Shita Mekubetzes. Berebi Shimon ben Yochai. In other words, in the Beis Medrash of Rabbi Shmuel, learning up Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai, is Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai says, Ze veze yisod ma'aravi. Which is not the way we had Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai. In other words, both the Shiori Adam of Chatos Pnimios, as well as the Shiori Adam of the Chitzonios, are poured on the Yisod Ma'aravi, which we had in the name of Rabbi Shmuel, but we didn't have it in the name of Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai. V'simonech, and if you need a memory device to remember that in the Beis Medrash of Rabbi Shmuel, they had the transmission of Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai was Zev Zev Yisod Maravi, and not Zev Zev Yisod Dromi as we had. It is Mashchu Gavre Legavre. You know, it's Mashchu Arabim Es Hayochid. You know, it's the Talmidei Rabbi Shmuel, which are Rabim. They Mashchu, they led, so to speak, Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai to say, like they say, that in all the Chatos, the Shvichas Shiori Adam was on the Yisod Maravi of the Mizbeach rather than on the Yisod Dromi. And that's called Mashku Gavri Legavri. So Rabbi Shmuel's Talmidim, so to speak, drew Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai to the position of their Rebbe, Rabbi Shmuel. And this is meant to help us that remember that everything, all the Chatos, the Shvichas Adam, was on the Yisod Maravi, not the Yisod Dromi. We're up to the Mishnah now on Daf Nun Gimel Amid Beis. The Mishnah continues to address the issue of the Dine, the specific Dinim of Hakrovas Karbonos, and picks up here the Karbon Ola. Ha'ola Kodshe Kodshim, the status of an Ola is Kodshe Kodshim, which means that it becomes possible with Yitziah Min HaMokom. In other words, a carbon that goes out of its makom is posel, if the dam of the murim of the basar is yotza, that's the psul yotze. And soon we're going to see the difference between kodshe kodshim and kodshim kalam. Now, alternatively, if a tful yom or mechusa kapar comes in contact with kodshe kodshim, with an ola, then umolim ba Gam Lifnei Zrika Sadam, which means that somebody is Nana, he uses the carbon, the behema, for his own personal usages. He's in violation and subject to the punishment of Me'ila. Okay, so that's the din of Me'ila. In the case of Kodshim Kalim, in contrast, then the Me'ila is only applicable up until Shechita, or after Shechita, and after the Dam was Nizak on the Mizbeach. Not only that, we know that in Kodshim Kalim, the Basa can be taken anywhere within the Chomos of Yerushalayim, it could be taken out of the Azara. So again, as far as Me'il is concerned, Kodshim Kodshim are subject to Me'ila even before Shechita, whereas in the case of Kodshim Kalim, they are subject to Me'ila after Shechita, and after the Dam was Nizrach on the Mizbeach. The Mishnah continues and says, therefore, Shchitasa b'tzafon, since an ola has the status of kodshi kodshim, therefore the shchita is in the northern part of the Azara. We've discussed at great length in earlier sugyas, about five blot before, how do we derive in Kodshei Kodshim that the Shechita must be in the Tzofon. And the pasuk by Ola at the beginning of Vayikra says V'shachat Osa al Yerech HaMizbeach Tzofona, requiring Tzofon. There's a machlokas tanoim exactly how to define Tzofon, that's royal Shechitas Kodshei Kodshim according to Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. This is back on Daf Chof. It's only from the Kir HaMizbeach Ulet Tzofon. According to Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon, on the other hand, even the Tzfon HaZara on the western side of the Mizbeach is also kosher for Shechitas Kodshim Kalim. Rebbe has a Shita that Tzfon HaZara on the eastern side of the Mizbeach up until Shar Nikanor, which is all told 76 Amos, is kosher Shechitas Kodshei Kodshim. And Tzfon means Tzfon HaZara, as we've said many, many times. V'ukli Ukibul Dama Beklishares Batsofa. Not only is the Shechita in the Tzofon, but also Kabal Sadam must be in the Tzofon. Vidama, the Dama of the Ola Ton Shtei Matona Shein Arba. In other words, he places the Dam, one Matona, on the Mizra, the corner of the Mizbeach, which is the northeastern side, the Mizrachis Tzfonis of the Mizbeach, and also it's below the Chut HaSikra, on the other two sides, the other two corners, shall we say, of the Mizbeach, as the Gemara is going to clarify, and a second Matana on the corner that's Ma'arovis Dromis, the southwestern side, Al Shteiru Choseha. And therefore, he has all four ruchos of the Mizbeach are covered by these two matanos. That's Shtei Matanos Shein Arba. So by doing one matana on one corner, he covers two ruchos, on the other corner, the other two ruchos. And then the Mishnah says, Utu'una Hefshet, you have to remove the hides of the Ola, Unituach, and then the animal's body is dismembered, is cut up into varim varim, the kolal ishim, and it's burned completely on the mizbeach. So the domim, the hazav, the zavios here of the four corners, again two that cover the four, is not the zavis tzfonis maravis and jomis maravis. Mizrachis is the Zavis on the Dromis Mizrachis did not have a Yisod, and therefore we don't do a Zav Dama Ola on that Karen that doesn't have a Yisod, and the Gemara is going to clarify that later on. And the first Hazar, therefore, is going to be on the Zavis Tzfonis Mizrachis and not on the Zavis Ma'arovis Dromis, because Kol Pnio Shatapone Liyu Liyamin. That's a sugya in Yuma. Now Rashi explains over there in Yuma that because the Chatos Chitzonios, the Kohen is Ola Lekevesh, and he turns towards the Mizbeach, and then he goes around the Mizbeach towards the north, and from the north he goes towards the west, and from the west he goes south to return. Therefore, he should turn in that Seder on all the Hazoyos on the Mizbeach. And since the Dromus Mizrachis is Eno Yochel Litein Dam Ha'ola, because it didn't have a Yisod, therefore he begins his Hazor with the Zavis Mizrachis Tzfonis instead of Dromus. And then he turns towards his right to the Ma'arovis Dromus, towards the west, the southwest. That's the Shita of Rashi in Masechta Yoma. There's another Shita of the Rosh, and we'll see if we have time later on to do this. The Gemara now tries to clarify, why does the Tana have to tell us that the Ola is Kodshei Kodshim? Ola my Taima Tanile. Why does the Mishnah feel compelled to classify Ola as Kodshei Kodshim? Only in the case of Ola does the Tana say Ola Kodshei Kodshim. In the case of Chatos and Asham, the Mishnah didn't bother saying that. Only in Ola. Mishundalok Sivbe Kodshei Kodshim. The Torah doesn't say explicitly that the Korban Ola is called a Kodshei Kodshim, as it did in the cases of Chatos and Asham. In Chatos it says, in Vayikra Vav Zos Torah Sachatos Kodshei Kodesh Kodoshim. In the case of Ola, in Perek Zion of Vayikra, it says, Zos Torah Sa'ashem Kodesh Kadoshim Hu. And therefore the Mishnah felt compelled to tell us that Ola is also classified as Kodshei Kodshim. And the Tana derives this din from the fact that Karban Ola is Kuloi Kolil, it's completely burnt on the Mizbeach. Ve'ein l'cha Kodshei Kodshim Kazeh, that puts Ola on a special category. And the Rambam Pirush Mishnayos explains here in the Ezer Mekomon that this is derived from the fact that the Shechita and the Kabbal Sadam is Tzofa, unlike any other Chatos, which is Halach in Kodshei Kodshim. Tosus Yedibra Maskel Mishum asks, why didn't the Tana tell me Kodshei Kodshim also in the Mishnah, which clarifies the Dinim of Shalmei Tzibur? That's a Mishnah later on in Daf Nundalim and Beis. There too, the Torah doesn't mention that Zivchei Shalmei Tzibur are Kodshei Kodshim, they're derived from a Hekish Ta'ola. And the Shita Megubetzes quotes Rabbeinu Peretz that in the case of Zivchei Shalmei Tzibur, we derive that in a Hekish from Ola. It's therefore the Mishnah didn't feel compelled to teach us that they're Kodshei Kodshim, since whatever it says about Ola will apply to Shalmei Tzibur by virtue of that Hekesh, whereas Ola is the original Melamed, and there's no source in the Torah that Ola is Kodshei Kodshim. In the Torah, the Tana really felt compelled to classify Ola as Kodshei Kodshim. Now, at the beginning of the Perek, back on Daf Mem Zayin, when it says Kodshei Kodshim Shchitosu B'Tzofon, The Mishnah has already told us and classified Kodshei Kodshim as Ola as Kodshei Kodshim. Why does the Mishnah feel compelled to repeat it here in the second Mishnah? And as far as Ola being the requirement of Shchitas Ola in the Tzofon, we should certainly understand that Ola is Kodshei Kodshim. And as we said, that would be the source for the fact that the din of Ola is Kodshei Kodshim. But maybe we'd have assumed that Ola is considered Kodshei Kodshim only as far as Shechita is concerned, but not as far as the Psul Yotze and the Psul Me'ila that's Chal even before Shechita. Therefore, the Mishnah felt compelled to repeat that Ola is Kodshei Kodshim. Now, the Mishnah says, Dama Ta'un Shtei Matanos. So the Gemara now wants to clarify exactly how the Zrika, the Dama Ola, was implemented on the Mizbeach Hechi of it. What did the Kohen do? In other words, how did he begin the process of Nesinas Dama Ola on the Mizbeach? And through Shtei Nesinos, it's considered as if he did four Matanos. Omar Rav explains, Nosein V'chozer v'nosein. He puts the dam from the kli with his zrik on the mizbeach on one side of the keren. V'chozer v'nosein. And then he takes dam again from the mizrak and he does the zrik on the other side of the mizbeach on that same keren. And this he did be'alakson in the keren shebalakson, and therefore he was able to be zorek on both Stodim of the Keren, and therefore he was no saint on Arva Ruchos Hamizbeach. So let's try to summarize now the view of Rav. Rav says that the Kohen would be Zorik the Dam at each corner on the wall that was on one side of that corner, and then he would do another Zrika on the wall on the other side of the corner. And although there were four separate nesinos on the two kronos, He has here in the Masifta a Mishnah in Tamid, Bolo Lekeren Mizrachis Tzfonis Vinosein Mizracha Tzfona. So we're talking about the northeastern side of the Mizbeach, and then Maravis Dromis, the southwestern side of the Mizbeach. So in other words, we go from the north to the south. Vinosein Marava Droma. And now it's on the southwestern side. It seems from the language of the Mishnah to support the Sheet of Shmuel that we're about to learn that there was one Azah on two Ruchos HaKeren. Possibly Rav was discussing the case of Olas Yachid, and that's in contrast to Olas HaTzibur. This is a shtickle Torah of the Netziv that we'd have to learn Be'iyun if we want to do the Sugya Be'iyun. In any event, the Gemara now quotes Shmuel. Shmuel Amar Matana Achas Kemin Gama Nosein. Gama is a letter in the Greek alphabet. It's actually the third letter, and it means a right angle. It's like a chaf in Lashon Kodesh. So what it means is that the blood after the zrika streams down at right angles and therefore reaches the corners of the Mizbeach and falls on the walls of both sides of the Mizbeach. So even though there were only two Nesinos, but they're the equivalent of four since the dam ended up on all four walls. Now here we have a diagram, and it's not 100% clear what exactly was the Pisuk Matanos. In other words, Nechleku Achronomy writes, Ma Adin L'Shmuel Im Nosan B'Pisuk Matanos Kishitas Rav. According to the Taras HaKodesh, Shmuel's Shita is that the Dam was Nitna the Pisuk Matanos, if it was, I should say, that's prohibited. The Zevach Toda, on the hand, holds that Shmuel agrees that it is significant, or shall we say valid, to do the Nesina with Pisuk Matanos. In any event, if you take a look for a moment at this diagram, you don't have it in front of you, but he really depicts the Zrika here, according to the Shita of Shmuel. So if you take a look, he's going up the Kevesh through the Doron, moving towards the Tzafon, that's from left to right, and then he does a Matana Achashem Shtayim on the Keren Maravis Dromis, which is, the Mairav here is in the top part of this diagram, the Mizrach is in the bottom, and he's putting a matana on the Keren Maravis Dromis, which means that he's covered both the Mairav and the Dorom, and now he moves around towards the north, which is in this diagram to the right, and comes to the diagonal Keren, where he does another Matana Achashen Shtayim on the Mizrachis Tzfonis, meaning now he's getting the northeastern sides of the Mizbeach. So when the Dam goes down, it's going to cover all four sides. And that's called a right angle. That's called the Chaf, which is here in the language of Shmuel called Kemin Gamma. So the Dam is Mispashet in each Matana on Shnei Tzadi Hazavios Bitzuras Gamma, and that's like a Chaf, as we said before, and here we have it. So the Gemara wants to suggest that the Machlokas here between Rav and Shmuel is really Machlokas Tanoim, which is recorded in a Brisa. The Torah says with regard to Karban Olah at the beginning of Vayikra, Vekrivu b'nei Aaron HaKohanim es Adam, v'zorku es Adam al Mizbeach, Saviv Asher Pesach Oel Moed. If the Torah had not added the word Saviv, Yochel, I would have thought she's Rekenu, that the Zrika Sadam on the part of the Kohen in the Dama Ola would be Zrika Achas, and nothing more than one Zrika, because the Ribui of Zrikos is not mentioned here at all. The simple pshat of the Pasuk would be Zrika Achas, the Zorka Sadam. Tamil Lomar al Mizbeach Saviv, that he has to put the dam on all that tzadim in the Mizbeach. The Brisa continues, E Saviv, if it would have said Vekrivu bnei Aaron HaKohanim Adam al Mizbeach Saviv, and it wouldn't have said Vizarku, Yochel, I would have interpreted it Yakifu Kechut, Yakifenu Kechut, which means that the Kohen should put the dam on the Mizbeach with his etzba, b'chol hakeifo shel Mizbeach lo hefsek, without stopping or interrupting, he should go all the way around the Mizbeach. That's Saviv. In other words, it's not nitan, it's not, shall we say, possible to be makif the Mizbeach as a chut unless the etzba is nogea to the Mizbeach. Yakifenu, he should circle the Mizbeach kechut, that in a way that he's nogea in the Mizbeach. Which means the following, that according to this Havamina, without the word vizarko, we would think that the Kohen should encircle the Mizbeach with the blood like a thread. Talmud Lomar Vizarko. And it's the Pasuk instead says Vizarku es Hadam al Mizbeach HaSaviv, that there's going to be Nesinas Dama Ola in Ezrika from the Kli rather than Etzba. And the only way the Dam could be Nitan in order to encircle the entire Mizbeach would be if it was smeared on the Mizbeach by his finger. But Vizarko, which implies throwing it, tells us that he can stand from a distance and get the dam onto the Mizbeach, but then it's impossible to encircle the entire Mizbeach with the dam. So we have now a stira between Saviv and Vizarko. HaKetzad. So how do we work this out? Kemin Gama. According to the Tanakhama of this Braisa, he needs that the Dam be put on the Mizbeach in those two right angles that we described before. And Shtei Matonah Shein Arba, which means two nesinos on the two corresponding corners, and it comes out to Arba, it hits all four ruchos. And this opinion of the Tanakhama, diagonal, that was the word I needed, the two diagonal opposite corners of the Mizbeach that we described before, that would cover both Vizarko and Saviv, and that would reflect the Shita of Shmuel, which means you've got one matana on the Keren Marovis Dromis, as we said before, another matana on the Mizrachis Tzvonis, as he moves, clockwise around the Mizbeach, picking up the southwestern side and moving towards the northeastern side of the Mizbeach. But Rabbi Shmuel disagrees with this derivation, setting up the Zrikas Dama Ola, because Shenemar Khan, with regard to Karban Ola, the Torah says Saviv, Vinemar Lahalon Saviv. So the pasuk in Karban Ola says Saviv. The pasuk later on in Chatos Miluim in Vayikra Ches also mentions Saviv. The pasuk says Vayishchot Vayikach Moshe es Adam Vayitein al Karnoth Hamizbeach Saviv. And in the Torah's Kohenim, Rabbi Shmuel derives this from Gzeres Shava, from Parvis Sor Shel Yom HaKippurim. Malahalan, just like in the case of Chatas Miluim, there's Pisuk V'Arba Matonos. In other words, he does Arba Matonos from the Dam, and he's Mafsik between them. He doesn't do Shtei Matonos Shein Arba. Is Afkan so too in the case of Korban Ola? Pisuk the Arba Matonos. He does four Matonos of the Dam in the case of Ola as well, and he does a Mafsik made Nehem. He doesn't do Shtei Matonos that are considered like four. In other words, he Zorik Matona Achas on each one of the four Zavios, the four corners of the Mizbeach, and then he Zorik a second Matona on the other side, and then he does on the Keren diagonally. So it comes out that this shita of Rabbi Shmuel really reflects the shita of Rav of Nosein v'Chozer v'Nosein, whereas Shmuel is reflected in the shita of the Tanakama. The Gemara now clarifies the shita of Rabbi Shmuel. Imala halon, if Rabbi Shmuel is basing himself on the pasuk Saviv, which appears in the parasha of Chatos Miluim, then the Nesina Saddam is a Nesina of Arba Matonis al Arba Kronos, but not just two Kronos. Is Afkan here too, in the case of Dama Ola, the Matonis of the Dama Ola, which are derived from Chatos, he puts the Dam, the Arba Matonis al Arba Kronos, not Shtaim Shein Arba. So in other words, the Gemara is now clarifying the Shita of Rabbi Shmuel, that we should require, according to Rabbi Shmuel, Arba Matonos. So what's the Gemara's problem over here? Why is the Gemara perplexed about this? Im alahalon Arba Matonos al Arba Kronos, we should say that just as in the case of Chatas Miluim, there were four Matonos on the four corners of Kan, in the case of Korban Ola, there should be four Matonos on four Kronos. And we said before on Daf, on Omid Aleph here, on Nun Gimel Omid Aleph, that the Chatos had its Dam applied to each of the four Kronos of the Mizbeach. So we learn from this Gzeres Shava that the Ola should also have the Zrika in the same way. So what exactly, even though there is a difference between Dam Chatos and Dam Ola, the Dam Chatos is on the Kronos Mamish, the Dam Ola is on the Kira Mizbeach, so the Lamed is not exactly identical with Malamed, but there, in the case of Chatos, the Keren is anything that's bolet, that juts out of the Mizbeach. So the Keren itself, the Keren Atzma, which is boletes, Keren al Kula, but underneath it, the Chud itself, below the Chud, the pinnacle, the sharp point, that itself is considered Bolet, and that's where the Keren has a Shem Keren. So, in any event, the Gemara says the following, that in the case of Dam Ola, which is derived from Chatos, is Arba Matonis Arba Kronos. So it's not going to be Shtaim Shehein Arba. So the Brisa says Amrit, that you can't say this because since Ola to Uni Yisod, Zrikas Dam requires also Yisod, not just Shvichas Shiori Adam requires Yisod, but the Nesina also requires Yisod, and that we learned on Amud Aleph with a Kal V'Chomer from Shirayim, that Ma Shirayi Dam Chatos She'eino Miskaprim, they don't come for Kapora, is to Uni Yisod, is Hazos Dama Ola Shemechaperes, and comes for Kapora, certainly it should require Yisod. is therefore Keren Mizrachis Dromis, that particular side, which was the south, the southeastern side, excuse me, of the Mizbeach, Lo Yisod. And Rashi clarifies that the Yisod was Makif the Mizbeach, one Amma on the Ruach Dorom, which is near the Dromis Maravis. So the entire western side and the northern side, and one Amma of the Mizrach side had a Yisod. Later on, we're going to have Machlokas Rav and Levi about this Yisod, whether it was in the Chelik of Yehuda, or there was a Yisod that wasn't kosher, Bechlal Tazos Domim and Shvicha Shirayim. That's going to come up later on. But in any event, when we're talking about the Mizrachis, the Keren Mizrachis Dromis, Lo Hoya Lo Yisod. It doesn't have on that side, the southeastern side doesn't have a Yisod, and therefore, by definition, the din of Dam Ola, the Zrikas Dam Ola, is going to be different than the din of Chatos, and therefore there's no possibility in the case of Ola to put the Dam on all four Kronos. The Gemara now clarifies why wasn't there in fact a Yisod on the southeastern side of the Mizbeach, my timer, on Rabbi Lazar, Lefi Shel Ohoisa Bechelko Shel Torif. Okay, now the word Torif here is an acronym for Shevet Binyamin, and there wasn't a part of the Yisod that was in the territory of Binyamin. The Omar, Rav Shmuel Bar, Rav Yitzchak, HaMizbeach, which was in the Chelik of Binyamin, was Ochel, in other words, it took up space, Bechelko Shel Yehuda Amo. Now, Binyamin is called a Toref. Let's just review that, because the Pasuk, the Bracha of Yaakov at the end of Vayechi, it says, Binyamin Ze'ev Yitrov. And his Shevet here in this Gemara is called a Toref, because the reason why the Migdash was divided in such a way that half was in the Nachla of Yehuda and half in the Nachla of Binyamin, meaning that Yehuda, who had Malchus, Gur Aryeh Yehuda, is Amda Malchuso, and therefore he's called the Dores, Gur Aryeh Yehuda, like a lion that's Dores, that pounces upon its prey. And the makom of kahuna, meaning you would have thought that keser kahuna should be more primary than keser malchus. Lo nafal b'chelko makom avoda she keser kahuna el lishkas agozes eshama mishpat. In other words, the chelik avoda, which is the keser kahuna, did not fall in the Keser of Yehuda, but rather Lishkas HaGozis, that the Mishpat came out of, as the Pasuk says in Mishlei, Melech B'Mishpat Yamid Eretz, but Binyamin is called the Toref. Why Shalom Omdo Malchuso Shel Shaul, Shaul HaMelech, the first king of Israel, came from Shevet Binyamin, B'Doma L'Zev She Toref. There's a Pasuk, it says, Ari Doreis V'Ochel Zev Ze'ev Toref V'Ochel. And this Malchus of Shol is not significant enough like the Zchi of Yehud and Keser Malchus. Now, Binyamin could be Zochet to the Mokom Avod V'Migdash as sort of a replacement for Keser Kahuna. And if you take a look in Unkelus on the Pasuk Binyamin Zev Yitrov, he says that there's a difference between Shechina, which is Shoreh, in the land of Binyamin, whereas the Mizbeach is going to be built in his Chelek. And the Beis HaLevi, now the Brisker Rav actually, in his Pirush al Torah in Breishis, says that with regard to the Mizbeach, there's a din that Makomo Shal Mizbeach should be in the Chelek of Binyamin. That's a din in the Mizbeach, and that's Ma'akiv in the Mizbeach, like we see here with regard to Karen Dromis, Mizrachis Dromis. There was no Yisod, because that Karen was not in the Chelek of Binyamin. However, in the Kodshei Kodshim, there's no requirement that it be in the Chelek of Binyamin, but rather, once Binyamin was Zocha Lekach, because Al Shenitztair Livloa Esaretzua Sheyotza Michelko Shel Yehuda. So with regard to Shechina and the base Kodesh Kodoshim, the Zedin of Shetishra Liartzo, Shekein Hoya Shehibi Artzo, the Gabi Mizbeach, the din is Shetishra Bechelko Shekibel Birusha Sa'oretz. So in any event, there are two dinim of Shechina with regard to Kodesh Kadoshim, with regard to Mizbeach. Now, when this man, the Omer Shmuel Bar Rav Yitzchak, says the Mizbeach Haya Ochel Bechelko Shal Shevet Yehuda Amo, this is the Amo that was Roy for the Yisod of the Mizrach Dorom of the Mizbeach, in addition to the Amma which is close to the Keren Mizrachis Tzvodis, the Amma Hasmucha, and also to the Amma Hasmucha the Keren Maravis Tromis. So since the Mizbeach has to be in the Chelek of Binyamin, as we said, and we'll clarify this a little bit later, therefore there was no Yisod on the Keren Dromis Mizrachis, because that Keren was in the Chelek of Yehuda. And this was all clarified in a Sugya Masechta Yoma and Daf Yud Beis. And there the Brisa says, Ma'ayo Bechelko Shel Yehuda, what was in the Chelek of Yehuda? The Harabayis, the Lishkos, and the Azoros. What was in the Chelek of Binyamin? The Ulam, the Heichal, the base Kodesh Kadoshim. And there was a Ritzua section that was Yotzeis Michelko Shel Yehuda V'nichneses Bechelko Shel Binyamin. And there the Mizbeach was built, and Binyamin, the Tzadik Binyamin, was Mitztair Olev B'chol Yom Lebola. He wanted that Chelek where the Mizbeach was. Rashi explains that the Chelek of Yehuda was on the Mizrach of the Mizbeach, and it included the Harabayis in its eastern side, the Lishkos in the Harabayis, and the Ezras Noshim, and the Ezras Yisrael, and the Ezras Kohanim up to the Mizbeach. The Chelek of Binyamin was from the Mizbeach and towards the west. So the Mizbeach itself, which is the northern Mizbeach and the southern Mizbeach, which was 22 amos between the Mizbeach and the Ulam, the Heichal, and the Kodshei Kodshim, this was all in the Chelek of Binyamin, with the exception of a Ritzua, which was one Amma wide, which is equivalent to the width of the Yisod, Sheyatzu Mechelko Shel Yehuda Letoch Chelko Shel Binyamin, on the Keren Dromis Mizrachis, which is on the southern side of the Mizbeach. So the Mizrach, the eastern side of the Mizbeach, did not have a Yisod because it was in the Chelek of Yehuda, Sha'ochal HaMizbeach. Now, that's besides the Amma Smucha LeKeren Mizrachis Tzfonis, which was also the Chelek of Binyamin and had a Yisod. And then on the southern side of the Mizbeach, there was no Yisod because the Mokom HaYisod was a Ritzua Sheyotzu Michelko Shal Yehuda L'Chelko Shal Binyamin Milvad HaAma Smucha L'Keren Ma'aravis Dromis, which was in the Chelek of Binyamin. And the Gemara in Yuma further clarifies that this Braisa reflects the Shita that Yerushalayim Nischalka L'Shvatim. And Tosus here on Daf Nun Aleph says, according to the Mandiyoma, that Yerushalayim lo nischalka l'shvatim, why wasn't there a Yisod on this Mizrachis Dromis, on the Mizrachis Dromis, why wasn't there Yisod at that corner? And that's difficult. Tosis offers a suggestion that even according to the Man Yomer holds Yishalayim Lonis Chalkal Shvatim, nevertheless the Kabbalah that they had, the tradition, was that there shouldn't be a Yisod on the Mizrachis Dromis, on that Keren of the Mizbeach. Now the Gemara wants to clarify, what is this Amma of the Mizbeach that was Ochel Chelko Shel Yehuda, Omrab Levi Bar Chama, Omrab Chama Berebi Chanina Ritzua, which is a strip of an Amma's width. I saw Yotzeis Michelko Shel Yehuda Vichneses Bechelko Shel Binyamin. And that's where the Mizbeach was meant to be built. For Hoya Binyamin at Tzadik, and Binyamin saw Baruch HaKodesh that that's what's going to happen, and he was Mitztayer Olel B'chol Yom Linotla. He wanted to take it back from Yehuda and bring it back into his Chelek and build a Yisod even on that Zavis Shenemar, and that's what it means in the Bracha of Moshe Rabbeinu in Vizosa Bracha, that he's Mevarech before his death Shevet Binyamin, and he says, and this is on Daf Nun Dalet Amud Aleph, Chofef Olav Kol Hayom, that Binyamin was Mischachech and Mishtafshev Bibgodov Kol Hayom, because of that Daiga, that Tsar, about that Ritzua that was Yotzeis Michelko Shel Yudel Tochelko Lefichach, therefore because of his Daiga Zocher Binyamin Atzad Gvenase Ushpizchan is an inn La Kodesh Baruch Hu, meaning Binyamin would be the host for the Shechina, and that's the Kodesh Kodeshim, which would be in the Nachla of Binyamin, as the Pasuk says Shenemar Ubein Ksefav Shachen, that the Beis HaMikdash in which the Shechina would be Shorah would be built on the Har Moriah, which is in the Chelek of Nachlas Binyamin. Just to summarize what we learned here, Yerushalayim and the Beis HaMikdash would sort of straddle the border between Nachlas Yehuda, Nachlas Binyamin. This you can see in Sefer Yoshua and Perek Tezvav and Perek Yudches. And according to the Kabbalah that we have, there's a line that runs east of the Mizbeach, so that beginning with the Mizbeach itself, anything that's to the west, which includes the Mizbeach itself and the Ulam and the Heichal and the Kodesh Kadosh, and that belonged to Shevet Binyamin, but everything to the east, which includes 22 Amos of the Ezras Kohanim and the Ezras Yisrael, the Chotzer, and the Ezras Noshim, all this, and the eastern side of the Har HaMoriah, all that belonged to Shevet Yehuda. This line did not cut straight across the Chotzer, but rather it dipped back to the Mizrach, one Amma, short of the Keren Tzvonis Mizrachis of the Mizbeach. And that was a strip that projected out of the territory of Yehuda into Binyamin's territory on the southern side of the Mizbeach. And as a result, the Yesod HaMizbeach, if it would have completely, totally encircled the Mizbeach, would have extended into the Nachla, the territory of Yehuda, for the depth of one Amma on the southeastern side of the wall. And since the Mizbeach was meant to be entirely in the territory of Binyamin, the base, the Yesod, did not extend along its southeastern side, except for one Amma in the northeast and southwest corners, where the land beneath those corners was part of Nachlas Shevet Binyamin. And therefore, when we say that the Mizbeach eats into Yehuda's section, what we mean to say, in a theoretical sense, is that the Mizbeach would have eaten into Yehuda's territory had it been completed to form a perfect square. But in fact, the base was not completed to form a square, and it did not actually take up any of Yehuda's territory. The Gemara is going to present a machlokes whether the Yisod of the Mizbeach was completely absent in those places, or perhaps the Yisod was built, but it lacked the Kedusha of Mizbeach. Okay, we're going to follow Rashi's Pshat here and take up the first position that there was no Yisod. According to the second interpretation against Rashi, the Mizbeach did not literally eat into the territory of Yehuda. So again, we're talking about this strip, the Amma, that ran along the eastern wall of the Mizbeach, almost up to the northeastern corner. And this strip, this Ritzua, projects out from Yehuda's territory. The strip did not continue completely across the Chatzer, the Azara, but rather it ended in an Amma before the Mizbeach's northeastern corner. So that strip that projected out from the main body of Shevet Yehuda, and it would seem that along the Mizbeach's southern wall, that belonged entirely to Binyamin. So Mirtz Hashem will continue this tomorrow here on Daf Nun Dalet Amud Aleph, just a few lines down from the top, the third line, Meisvei.